Canto 11, Chapter 5. Narada concludes his teachings to Vasudeva. The Honorable King Nimi said, O you perfect in the knowledge of the soul, what is the destination of those who, as good as never, worship the Supreme Personality of Hari and, with their lusts not at peace, are out of control with themselves? Sri Chamasa said, From the face, arms, thighs and feet of the original person originated, with the different combinations of the three basic qualities of nature, the four spiritual orders or ashramas and vocations headed by the Brahmins or Varnas. In case any member of these orders is not of worship or is of disrespect for the Supreme Lord who is the source of his very self, he will, having strayed from his position, fall down. Many people see no chance to engage in talks about the Lord and never consider Achyuta's glories. Personalities like yourself should be of mercy with especially women, with Shudras and others, who thus have lost their way. Even intellectuals, nobles and traders who by initiation got access to the lotus feet of the Lord lose their way in their commitment to all kinds of philosophies of life. Ignorant about karmic matters, they who factually lack in experience but proudly consider themselves very learned are enchanted by the beauty of the Vedic language and express themselves to the demigods in flattering entreaties that lead them astray. Full of passion, with evil desires and lusty, they are as angry as snakes, deceitful and conceited, and sinfully make fun of those dear to Achyuta. In their homes, arranged for the sake of sexuality, they speak amongst each other about the blessings of their worship of women. Killing animals, without considering the consequences, they are of sacrifice for the sake of their own maintenance only and have no regard for the distribution of food and gifts in gratitude to the spiritual leaders and their following. With their intelligence blinded by pride about their wealth, special abilities, lineage, education, renunciation, beauty, strength and performance of rituals, they, hard-hearted, deride the saintly souls dear to the Lord, nor respect the controller himself. Less intelligent persons preferably do not hear about the most worshipable Lord glorified in the Vedas, the Supreme Soul, who, as separate as the eater, is eternally situated in all embodied beings. They rather discuss the materialistic ideas that keep them going. In the material world, the conditioned soul is always led by sexual intercourse, meat-eating and intoxication by alcohol and drugs, in disregard of the scriptural injunctions. These matters, though, are settled in respectively marital relationships, in sacrifices and in ritual usage, with the purpose to suspend them. One only benefits from the fruit of Dharma, for therewith there is both the knowledge and the wisdom that lead to liberation. But in their houses, they, the materialists, do not see the insurmountable power of death over the body they identify themselves with. It is enjoined that wine should be accepted by smelling it, and that likewise an animal should be killed as prescribed and not by hurting it, the wrong, violent way. Sexual intercourse, the same way, is there to beget children and not so much for sensual pleasure. For this purest fulfillment of duty, according to the rules, they, the less intelligent souls, have no understanding. Those who have no knowledge of these facts and most unholy, presumptuously, consider themselves saintly, harm innocently trusting animals. After they have left their bodies, those animals will eat them. Envying their own true self, their Lord and Controller living within their body and in the bodies of others, they fall down, in their affection being bound to their own mortal frame and its relations. They who did not achieve beatitude, but managed to leave behind their ignorance, following the threefold path of the three goals of pious living, rituals, an income and regulated desires, will still ruin their life when they are not of any reflection, meditation and leisure or work to heart. All those who kill their soul by slaving without meditation and miss the peace presume in their ignorance to have knowledge, but in due course of time they suffer the destruction of all their hopes and dreams when they fail to fulfill their spiritual duties. Those who turned their face away from Vasudeva unintentionally enter the darkness as is arranged by the illusory energy of the Supreme Soul when they, at the end of their life, leave behind their homes, children, friends and wives. The Honorable King said, "What color and form had the Supreme Lord in which time period, and what are the names and methods by which he is worshipped by men? Please enlighten us about this." Sri Karabhajana replied, "Lord Keshava, Krishna, has in the Yugas named Krita or Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali, different complexions, names and forms, and is accordingly worshipped by various processes. In Satya Yuga, he is white, has four arms and matted locks, and carries a tree-bark garment, a black deerskin, a sacred thread, Aksha seed prayer beads, a rod and a water pot. The human beings in that age are peaceful, free from envy, kind to all, equipoised and of worship for the Lord by means of both austerity and mind and by sense control. He is thus celebrated as Hamsa, the swan, Suparna, beautiful wings, Vaikuntha, the Lord of the Kingdom of Heaven, Dharma, the maintainer of the religion, Yogeshwara, the controller of yoga, Amala, the immaculate one, Ishwara, the supreme controller, Purusha, the original person, Avyakta, the one unmanifest, and Paramatma, the supersoul. In Treta Yuga, he has a red complexion, golden locks and four arms and wears three belts according to the initiations for the first three Varnas, while carrying, as the personification of the three Vedas, sacrificial ladles and such as his symbols. The human beings, who as seekers of the absolute truth are fixed in their religiosity, worship him in that age with the rituals of sacrifice of the three Vedas as Hari, the Godhead, covering all the gods. One calls him in Treta Yuga Vishnu, the all-pervading one, Yajna, the Lord of Sacrifice, Prishnigarbha, the son of Prishni, Sarvadeva, God of all gods, Urukrama, the Lord of the White Strides, Vrishakapi, the Lord as being memorable and rewarding who dispels the distress, Jayanta, all victorious, and Urugaya, most glorified. In Dwapara Yuga, the Supreme Lord is grey-blue, wearing yellow garments and characterized by his attributes, the disc, club, lotus and conch, and his physical characteristics like his Srivatsa, peacock feather and Kaustubha gem. O King, mortal men who want to gain knowledge of the Supreme worship him, the original person, in that age in the role of a great king, according to the Vedas and Tantras, as follows. We offer Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha and you, Vasudeva, our obeisances, you, Narayana Rishi, the original and supreme personality of Godhead, the greater soul, the controller of the creation, the very form of the universe and the true self of all living beings. O King, the Lord of the universe is thus praised in Dwapara Yuga. Please hear also how one in respect of the scriptural regulations is of worship in Kali Yuga. In Kali Yuga, people of proper understanding worship through sacrifices, mostly consisting of congregational chanting, the Lord with a dark complexion and a bright luster, Krishna and Krishna Chaitanya, accompanied by his associates, devotees, weapons and companions as follows. O Supreme Personality, let me worship your lotus feet. One always meditates on them, for they put an end to the humiliation by the dominance of matter. answering to all the desire of the soul, they constitute the authority and place of pilgrimage to which Shiva and Brahma bow down. Taking away the distress of your servants, they are the most worthy shelter, O protector of the ones who surrender, and the boat for the ocean of birth and death. O Supreme Personality, let me honor your lotus feet, for you fixed in Dharma, abandoned upon the words of a Brahmin, the so hard to forsake and by the demigods anxiously desired opulence of Shri, O you who, being of mercy for those caught in animal nature, went to the distant land of India, the wilderness, the forest, the desert, into sannyas, to pursue your desired purpose, your mission, your Dharma, your presence as the Lord of the devotees. O King, this is how the Supreme Lord Hari, the Lord of all blessings, by the people of each yuga is worshipped with the names and forms belonging to that age. Respectable souls, knowing the value of the age, praise Kali Yuga, pointing out that its essence consists of the blessing that all desired goals can be attained by the mere congregational chanting of his names. For the embodied soul, wandering around in this universe, there is no greater gain than this Sankirtana, by which the cycle of birth and death is broken and his supreme peace is attained. The inhabitants of Satya Yuga and the other Yugas, O King, want to take birth in Kali Yuga, because one in that age, O great monarch, everywhere can find devotees of Narayana. One especially finds them in great numbers in the provinces of South India. The human beings there, who drink from the water of the rivers the Tamaraparni, the Kritamala, the Payasvini, the extremely pious Kaveri, the Mahanadi, and the Pratichi, O Lord of Men, are mostly pure-hearted devotees of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. O King, when someone forsakes his material duties and takes to the shelter of Mukunda, the one affording shelter, he is neither the servant nor the debtor of the gods, the sages, ordinary living beings, friends and relatives, society, or of the forefathers. Someone who, devoted to the shelter of his feet, has given up his inclination for others, is very dear to the Supreme Lord Hari. Whatever misconduct, vikarma, somehow took place, will be removed by him who is situated in everyone's heart. Sri Narada said, after he thus had heard about the signs of devotional service, King Nimi, the master of Mithila, felt most satisfied and offered, together with the priests, prayers to the wise sons of Jayanti, the Yogendras. The perfected souls thereupon disappeared before the eyes of everyone present. The king faithfully followed this dharma and achieved the supreme destination. You also, Vasudeva, O most fortunate soul, will attain the supreme when you, with faith in these religious duties, are situated in the devotional service you heard about and have abandoned your material concerns. Because the Supreme Lord, the Controller Hari, assumed the position of your son, the earth was fulfilled by your glories as husband and wife. Showing your love for Krishna as your son, by your embracing and conversing, taking rest, sitting and eating with him, your hearts were purified. Kings like Shishupala, Paundraka and Shalva, who enviously competing, related to his movements, glances and so on, and thus meditating, fixed their minds upon him as they lay down, sat down and such, have achieved a likewise spiritual position. What kind of blessings may then be expected for those who were favorably minded? Do not think of Krishna that he would be your son. He is the supreme soul and controller of all, who, by the power of his illusory potency, appeared as a normal human being and concealed his opulence as the Supreme Infallible One. The fame of him who descended to award liberation spread wide over the world because he appeared for both putting an end to the Asura members of the noble class who burdened the earth and for the protection of the transcendentalists devoted to him. Sri Shuka said. Having heard this, the greatly fortunate Vasudeva and Devaki were most amazed and gave up the illusion they had cherished of considering Krishna their son. He who, one point of attention, meditates on this pious historical account, will this very life shake off his material contamination and achieve spiritual perfection.